The dork you grew up with on radio for 40 years is now in a tidy digital place. Doc on Demand, where you pick the topics, then you be on the dang podcast. Live now in the Eagle app.
Patriots really on demand again, holiday with special guests. I say special, I've known Chad like pretty much my entire life, I think. Chad Douglas, Nikki Shields of the Scrambled podcast, and I think safe to say, Chad, a lot of people know you from the TV days too?
Maybe. I spent 22 years there, so if not, hey, I was on TV for 22 years.
I think it was about 10 years ago, I used to Skype with you and the KHQA team in the morning, and that was during the kick days. That was so much fun. Chad and I actually are connected family-wise in a twisted way, which I won't get into. But anyway, I've known Chad forever. Nikki Shields. So let's get right to the point. The Scrambled podcast. Mm-hmm. Explain, first of all, what it is. Exactly what's the mission statement for what you guys are doing?
So Scrambled is a podcast designed to provide information about children's mental health to parents, teachers, other adults living with kids, because we felt like information was needed. You know, people struggle, but they don't always share that with other people. They don't talk about it. And so we wanted to have a platform where we could say, hey, here's what's going on. This is what this is, so that we could maybe help a few families.
So Chad, how did you and Nikki decide to do this? What got it started?
So we live with anxiety in my household. And so we've had some trials and tribulations with other adults. And at a point in our lives, my wife and I decided, like, we've got to get the word out. Like, people aren't understanding this. And this podcast is very specific, but it's also very general. Like, it's specific to draw you there to go childhood, mental health, anxiety, ADHD. But it's so generic that every parent really could benefit from this because it changed the way I parent. So my wife and I have a discussion about how can we get the word out about this and educate people. And when I had the platform of TV, I could do things like that. In fact, that's kind of how Nikki and I came together, was I did a two-part series on childhood anxiety when I was at KHQA, and she was my professional for that. So I said, what if we did a podcast? And my wife was kind of like, okay, sure, what? So I reached out to Nikki, actually ran into her once randomly, and I said, hey, I have this idea. What do you think about it?
And I laughed at him because I thought it was ridiculous.
The proper response
thinking? Of course, we're not going to do that. But it simmered in
like
6 months.
Like, you couldn't sleep that night.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, there's something to this. So I kept thinking about it, and then I reached back out, and I'm like, hey, that crazy idea you had, you know, maybe we should try that. That would be fun.
And that was my attraction to Nikki, is because I got to know her as a friend through that interview with TV, and she's got such a great personality and a great wit about her. And I'm like, we can take a very serious topic and have a little fun with it, because sometimes if you don't laugh, you'll cry.
Yeah, that's for real. Yeah,
true.
For real.
Yeah.
You should see what my mirror looks like in the morning, Chad. I'm going to talk about that emotion. But seriously, that was one reason I wanted to talk to you guys, because I think that there are some people, I think that still is almost like I don't think the word taboo is right, but there's some people, that subject specifically, I think there's a lot of people that don't necessarily, like, there's something that's unsafe to them about exploring, being vulnerable in that way, right?
Well, and I don't throw this term out a lot or as a negative thing, but it's ignorance in its true form. It's just people don't understand it, therefore they're afraid of it. Mm-hmm. And so it's educating people of how to handle stuff. And Nikki has taught me this term. Every behavior is a communication. So if you see a child who is upset, they're angry, they might be kicking chairs or ripping paper, punching walls, there's a reason they're doing that. It's not because they're bad. It's because something else is going on. Something else has triggered them, and that's their fight or flight mechanism. They're choosing, instead of running away, like some kids will do too, they stay and fight.
If you'd like to deal with ignorance, boy, are you talking to the right guy.
That's why we reached out. You were doing, like, yes.
Win them one at a time. It's Chad Douglas, Nikki Shields with us talking about the Scrambled podcast. And so I guess my question, well, first of all, you guys have grown a lot since you started. So what's like the overall, do you have like a goal? Is there something you want to achieve?
To fix the problem of childhood mental health.
Aim high.
Yeah, it's a bit of a lofty goal, but I don't know. I mean, I think we just wanted to get the information out there, and we wanted to see where it went organically. I don't know that there's a point where we say, we did it, we did the thing. You know, I think it's just, we keep doing it, and the more topics that we pick, the more topics appear. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like over time we get more and more ideas, because as we discuss this, other people are discussing, and it just kind of fuels it. So.
And we should say Nikki is a licensed behavioral therapist. therapist for children, so she does know what she's talking about. I just have the background of the broadcasting and the platform, so that's why when we came together, it was like, I think we can do this.
Yeah. Well, and it's I think especially as we went through the pandemic, it almost seemed like that revealed a lot of issues with especially kids that maybe weren't as common knowledge before.
I would say that's very true.
Yeah.
I mean, mental health has always been there. Kids' mental health has always been a thing that we needed information on, but COVID really brought it into the limelight. And I think people are talking about it more now because we're kind of forced to. I mean, when you're tripping over it every day, it has to become more of a common topic. And so it has. So COVID has given us a lot of ammunition, if you will.
Yeah.
And I think by, as I'm looking at Nikki, who's wearing glasses, and so are you, Doc, but it's like if you can't see well, you get glasses or contacts. If I fall and break my arm, I get a cast. Therefore, things are made at school for the kid. Oh, I broke my right arm. I can't write. So let's work on that and make sure that you can succeed. But if you have something that's going on in your brain that you can't see, you can't put that proverbial Band-Aid over, doesn't mean that problem's not there. It's just being ignored. So it's getting people to understand that there is something maybe going on there that instead of reacting one way, you react the other way, and it helps out. And, you know, we talked about Nikki being the professional there. Again, I live with it in my house, so that makes me the professional. And there's days, even this morning, was not a good day. But you reflect on it, you talk about it later, and communication is the key, I think, of everything with this, of tying it all together and saying, if you just talked about your feelings, help folks calm down and just communicate better, fixes a whole lot of problems.
Yeah, well, and I know I could raise my hand as a dad and say that there are probably, like, let's face it, if my kids have something they want to talk about, unless I'm open to talking about it, it's really hard for them to breach it, right? You know, so if one of the mom or dad figures, you know, is not receptive to talking about these subjects, you're not going to really make any headway, right?
Mm-hmm. Or the other adults in the child's life. Mm-hmm. You know, if you kind of get very frustrated when people just don't get it. And on the flip side, when you get an adult that does get it, you just glom onto them and be like, please don't leave. Please grow with my child and educate them every year they're in school. Don't just stay in this grade.
So is there any one issue that tends to be like the most common struggle? Because I see bullying. I think I probably pay more attention to bullying now than when I was in school. Like there are subtle different ways that I can see that people bully that I don't even know how kids these days deal with it.
Bullying is such a hard topic. I remember we did an episode and we kind of ventured into that, and I kept tripping over my words, and I was like, what is going on? I know what I'm talking about. What is happening here? But it's because it's such a complicated subject, and it's not as simple as the kids that are bullying are bad and need to stop, and the kids that are being bullied need to be supported. It's an interaction of a variety of different things, and there's not a clear answer. And I think lots of schools have anti-bullying campaigns, but doesn't necessarily make it stop, because the problems at the heart of bullying start at home. And so that's if those things aren't being addressed, it doesn't matter what happens in the school.
Well, and almost like a Christmas story, like when I was growing up, my dad always told me that if you get bullied, basically go right through the person. Not maybe the most sensitive. My dad was a wonderful man, but maybe not the most sensitive advice. Because what I've come to realize over the years, a lot of times those bullies are dealing with an issue, and that bullying is just an example of them lashing out, trying to solve whatever's happening in their life sometimes, right?
Yep, that's for sure.
And these days, it's hard to turn bullying off because of social media. Like, you know, when we were growing up, if you got bullied, which I never did, thankfully, on the bus, you go home and you're in your safe place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now with social media, you cannot turn it off. I mean, yes, you can, but kids don't. And it's just constant.
If there were camera phones back when I was in school,
oh my gosh,
there would be scandals. I don't think I would be able to appear in public. I've got some friends right now that grew up with me in Hannibal that are shaking their heads. Yeah. Yes, we know we saw it. But enough about that sleeveless Ghostbusters t-shirt and parachute pants at Six Flags in 1984.
Paint a picture.
There's a visual. None of us needed. So, but have you had parents reach out to you guys since you started doing this to more or less say I'm really glad you guys are breathing in this subject?
Yes. And I would say that's the thing that has surprised me the most is just the ways in which people have said this has helped. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was our goal, but I think you can have a goal and still be really shocked when it starts to come through. But we love that. We've heard so many cool things. People will reach out to us electronically or even in person.
Yeah.
And just to say, gosh, this has helped, and, you know, keep it up, and we love this, and that's been so great to hear.
Yeah.
I had one lady at Walmart stop me. She, like, stuck her finger in my face because she recognized me, and she's like, you. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, your podcast is life-changing. And I responded with, oh, okay, thank you. And she's like, right. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
And then she told me all about her child and what it had done and things she had learned. And so it's stuff like that that does make us feel good that we are doing help. When I approached Nikki about this, she was saying that there's such a wait list for mental health counseling all across the world, or at least the United States. I don't think you know world stuff.
Maybe I don't really. No.
You read books and stuff. So it was like, if we can get the information out just to help people buy their time until they can get into a licensed counselor or a therapist, then we're doing what we set out to do.
We're really big in Finland. We might be able to break through the Scandinavians for you. I mean, you know,
international.
That's good. I mean, we've got international listeners too. I look at our metrics and I'm like, huh.
Yeah. There's somebody putting together some IKEA furniture somewhere. That's, you know, I identify with this,
getting
right?
Frustrated and angry. Yeah.
Jorgen, Florgen, Florgen. Well, it's a great cause that you guys are doing. I hope it just continues to grow like gangbusters, because it's such a, especially like, I have so many friends that have dealt with suicide in their family. And all I can think of is if you can just reach one, then it's worth everything you're doing, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. And back in the TV days, I did the thing I am bar none most proud of my 22 years in that field was I did a 5-part series on suicide awareness. And it had gotten back to me at some point that one teenager was seriously considering it, but saw one of my reports and went to the counselor at school the next day and wanted to talk. So it's, I mean, I get goosebumps just thinking about that. And that's a subject we have not yet tackled wholeheartedly on the podcast. We have mentioned it because a lot of times when we talk about anxiety, depression, obsessive compulsion disorder, all those can lead to suicidal thoughts. And that's when things get real serious.
Yeah. That's as good as it gets, though.
Yeah.
If you can just reach one. Well, anything you guys would like to add that I haven't already brought up here as far as the Scrambled podcast?
If there's one message I think that parents could get from this is that there is always something else you can try. So I think a lot of times by the time parents have tuned into a podcast or they've reached out for help or taken that step, even talk with their pediatrician, they're just at their wit's end and they don't know that there are many other things they could try, that they're never out of options. And so I think if that's the one thing parents hear is that there's always something else you can try. You just might need somebody else's perspective to help you find that thing, but it's out there.
And the other thing I would add to that is because we have, school is a trigger for my child with anxiety. And so I would say when you go, and I've had parents reach out to me and they're like guns a-blazing, go to the school. The school is your partner. Everyone's there for that child and to do better. Some get it more than others. Some parents get it more than others, understanding this. But it's working together as a team with that school, with that teacher, with the counselor there or administration, because everybody wants that child to succeed. Nobody is against that child.
Yeah. What's the best way to reach out to you guys? I know you have the website, scrambledpodcast.com. What's the best way to find you guys?
That would be a good way because that's got everything. We're on Facebook, and it's Scrambled Podcast. We're on Instagram for some reason. I don't know the last time we put something on there. We're on Twitter, too, for some reason. And then things changed with Twitter like 2 days after we signed up for an account. So we've kind of been like, let's see what happens there. And we have a Gmail account, which is thescrambledpodcast@gmail.com.
We'll make sure we hook everybody up with all of the links to all of the different outlets and stuff.
Appreciate it.
Nikki Shields, Chad Douglas, thank you guys so much. It's great seeing you again. Chad and I have so many, but we might even have to do like a separate the TV era type memories, because KHQA and WGEM both really have been great partners over the years. We've done some real fun community things, so many fun events over the years that we've been fortunate to be a part of. So yeah.
And you forge those friendships, I think, too, because of it's a unique business.
It is.
It really is. And, you know, I always got people they would ask me to MC stuff and it's like, it's not my thing. Like, you're on TV. I'm like, but I'm shy.
Right.
I've grown out of the shyness now, believe me. But when I first started, it's like, but you don't understand. I'm in a studio talking to I'm reading words from a teleprompter. You're in a room talking by yourself.
Yeah.
So people think you're outgoing and everything. And kind of so not. Much. Yeah.
Well, I mentioned this on my own personal Facebook page the other day because I had somebody that had a perception that like people that we compete with or whatever are enemies. And it's like, no. And you know what? The Hannibal Quincy area is even better than other places I've been in America. And that there really is like a brother sisterhood of people that really are best of friends mm-hmm. when they're not, you know, competing for audience or whatever. So it is a great bunch of people. Well, we'll make sure we hook everybody up. If you haven't already checked out the article in the app, and on Facebook, we'll make sure we connect everybody with what you guys are doing. It's a great effort. You guys are to be commended for what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Thank Doc. We appreciate much. The opportunity.
Doc on Demand. No rules, no rails, no kidding. Now in the 100.9 Eagle app, you've been warned.